And now the game where we ask important people not so important questions. Anyone who listens to NPR's news programs has heard Anne Garrel's, well, let's call it her travel reporting. That's when her voice can rise over the sound of bombs and gunfire. Where there is danger in the world, you will find Anne Garrel's. Ever since the beginning of the Iraq War, she has been NPR's eyes and ears in Baghdad, and that is where she joins us from, live from Baghdad. Welcome to Wait, Wait, Anne Garrel's. So how are you doing, Anne?
Pretty well, actually.
We all hear your reports from Baghdad. We know how dangerous it is and all the terrible things that are happening there. But simply as a fan, I'm wondering, what's the rest of your life? Work's over for the day. You've filed your report. What do you do?
You mean when I'm not sort of playing golf, tennis, you know, having a wonderful time? Because as we know, I mean, according to one of our esteemed representatives, I mean, life here is just like an Indiana summer day.
It is like that. You know.
Oh, absolutely.
So what I take it is you're not buying that.
let's put it this way. I mean, my idea of jogging is to run in place, which is, I guess, sort of a metaphor for what we're doing here. I live in a compound. I have a small patch of garden in front. I have a lot of friendly guards. I can't do anything.
Really? I mean, you literally can't, like, leave your compound if you're not with the military?
I do go out. It's a little bit easier for me because I can dress in an abaya, you know, one of those black robes from head to toe, and sort of pretend I'm a black bag in the back of a car.
Right.
Which is easier than my male counterparts. I mean, their protective coloring is a little limited.
Right.
But in terms of entertainment, I mean, going out at night, forget it.
So, I mean, so you guys are in that compound, you and the rest of the NPR people, so I imagine there are, like, endless games of war, and, well, not war, that'd be bad. Go fish, perhaps.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Really?
No, well, I've actually been perverted here by my producer, Tom Bullock. He's unfortunately taught me this Wii thing on, you know, with video games.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. You have a Wii?
We have.
I can't get one of those in Chicago, and you got one in Baghdad?
You'd see at sort of 2 in the morning when you're really jagged and you can't sleep. You'd see this aged woman playing with herself. Well, playing tennis with herself.
Yeah, okay.
Excuse me.
Now, you famously, Anne, were there when the war started. You did a tour just as in the days of shock and awe. And you wrote a book about it, of course. It's called Naked in Baghdad. And I know
I'm just clothed now. I
know.
Point this out.
All right, I'm not. But I wanted to ask if, I know you've told the story before, but if you could tell it once more for our audience.
Why I was naked?
Yes.
Well, it was a futile effort to sort of avoid being caught with my satellite phone by Saddam's henchmen who would come through the hotel. And there was a modicum of propriety about them, because as a woman, I figured if they came in and I sort of poked my head and they tried to find the phone and I sort of went, oh my God, you just woke me up, I'm naked.
Aha.
I would get 5 minutes to hide the phone.
Right.
It was unlikely.
The only problem would be that I imagine word would get around, you'd get a stream of, you know, more eager Saddam Hussein henchmen to come by. They'd line up to knock on your door. Because, as you say, entertainment is hard to come by. Yeah, I have to ask, you know, one thing we think about, you're over there in the middle of it, and you know, because you probably get some access to cable TV, you know what it's like here. It's basically like Britney Spears all the time in the cable news, her travails and her child custody and the debate about it. And so I just got to ask you, as a correspondent in there, in Baghdad, do you think Britney should get her kids back?
Well, I've been talking. My staff asked me that. My Iraqi staff asked me that every day.
You're making that up. You're making a little joke.
Not entirely, actually. They're a big fan of Oprah.
No. You're telling me these people...
She's everywhere, yeah. Peter.
In a war zone with...
And Dr. Phil.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. No wonder things are so messy.
Maybe that's what's wrong with Iraq.
You're telling me that in the middle of war-torn Baghdad, 3 hours of power a day, thousands of people being killed a month, they're watching Oprah?
Uh-huh. Wow. I promise you.
Do you think...
I watched one family. watching it one day way out in the countryside in southern Iraq, and they were watching about credit card debt. And the,
yeah, they should.
I mean, this is a country that doesn't have. That's right. They don't have credit cards, but they were riveted.
Apparently, it turns out that a lot of the whole Shia-Sunni problems have to do more with divisions in their opinions about Montel Williams.
Do you think, I mean, I don't know, is Oprah aware of this? She could probably stop the war if she just told them to, because she's Oprah. She could just raise her arms and say, lay down your weapons, and
you know
that
what?
Would be the end of it.
Don't say it too loud. There'll be a special.
Well, Annie Garrels, we're delighted to visit with you. We're glad you're all right. We're glad that we can talk to you in Baghdad because we want you to play a game we're calling...
You get to live in the happiest place on earth, and you'll be happy. Oh, yes, you will.
About 7,000 miles and 14 universes away from Baghdad, we find Celebration, Florida, the master-planned Orlando suburb created, built, and sold by the Disney Corporation. We're going to take you on a virtual tour of its quiet streets, patrolled by men armed with leaf blowers. Get two questions right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice and their home answering machine. Carl, who is Annie Garrels playing for?
Peter, Annie is playing for Nancy Packard of Roscoe, Illinois.
All right. Ready to play, Ann?
I am, but
right.
Poor Nancy.
All right, close your eyes. Stop your ears so you don't hear the explosions in the distance and transport yourself to beautiful Celebration right near Orlando, where among the many amenities Disney provides residents is what? A kennel providing dogs that are color-coordinated with the available home decor schemes. B, hidden speakers piping in bird songs because the actual birds are not melodious enough. Or C, a cast of colorful characters that occupy downtown benches on the weekends to provide conversation or spark gossip.
Three?
You're going to choose the fictional, the actors portraying interesting residents of the town.
Yes.
No, it was actually the piped-in bird music. Sorry. They have hidden speakers. It has bird song and muzak. So not a single moment walking in the streets will be devoid of happiness. All right, you still have two more chances here. Here's your next question. Celebration tries to be sort of the quintessential old-fashioned American town, like out of a Norman Rockwell painting, for example. This despite the fact that it sits on what, until about 12 years ago, was a swamp outside Orlando. So how does the town try to evoke the old days? Is it A, every winter they blanket the streets of downtown with fake snow? Is it B, they created a fake town museum with a fabricated history that goes back 100 years? Or C, they wrote a stirring celebration town anthem, which everybody sings together at the 4th of July parade.
Oh, those poor devils living in the heat of Florida. I'll go for fake snow.
And you're right.
Hey.
Very good.
Yes!
Peter, doesn't this whole thing sound like one of those Twilight Zone scripts where in the last reel you find out it's really a zoo?
Something like that. And the aliens are saying to each other, Zog, don't tap on the glass.
No.
And I hope you're writing these down because, you know, it's not just democracy we could bring to Iraq.
See, absolutely.
I think if you present to them all these joyous ideas of life improvement, then again, you know, the arms will be laid down, surely.
Yeah. We can bring you fake snow.
Screw electricity, fake snow.
Exactly.
Right. Annie, this was all in Bremer's original plan.
I know. But it is true. In Celebration, Florida, every night between Thanksgiving and January, workers spread fake snow in the streets of downtown to make it look Christmassy.
That's so nice.
Isn't it, though? Last question. In order to discourage real estate speculation, Disney instituted a rule saying you could not sell your house within a year of buying it, but they did allow exceptions under what condition? Was it A, the homeowner was judged by a panel of Disney experts not to be, quote, celebration worthy? B, they allowed it if the homeowner promised not to say anything bad to anyone ever about celebration? or C, if the homeowner could prove, with the testimony of medical professionals, that living in Celebration, Florida, was making him crazy.
Oh, I've got to go for one.
You're going to go for one, that they were allowed to sell their home within a year of buying it if they were judged not to be Celebration worthy.
Absolutely.
You're going to go with that? I'm afraid it was B. They had to promise not to say anything bad about Celebration ever.
Almost as bad.
Yeah, there were some dissidents in the first year, and they were told, okay, you can sell your house and move away, and you can keep the profits, but you can't say anything bad about us.
Never
and,
say
and they ba- exactly. And they basically ignored it, and the rule was never enforced. So, Carl, how did Annie do?
Annie's been in Baghdad too long, Peter.
Yeah.
Got to bring her home. Annie, you had just one correct answer. We needed to have two from you to win for Nancy Packard.
I'm sorry, Nancy.
But I can let me say this, and I say it in all sincerity. Let this be the worst thing that ever happens to you, please.
I think Ann Garrels may give up her Dance with Danger now that she realizes a place like Celebration exists.
Yeah.
A place where she can go
wait.
And find happiness and fake bird sounds.
Well, Annie, will you promise to stay as safe as you can for your duration of your tour there?
I promise.
All right. Annie Garrels.
You've made my day.
I'm so glad. Annie Garrels is NPR's Places You Wouldn't Want to Visit on a Bet correspondent. She has reported everywhere from Chechnya to Kosovo to Baghdad, which is where she joined us from today. If you'd like to read an account of her travails in Iraq the first time around, pick up a copy of her book, Naked in Baghdad. Annie, be careful out there. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Bye, Ann. Thanks.
Take care.
Bye, Annie.
Thank you.
Bye, Annie.